Welcome to Pain, Passion, and Purpose. I am your host, Shaquita Torres, where I share mental health education, biblical teachings, and tips to help you to heal on purpose so you can walk boldly in your God-given purpose. This podcast is sponsored by Empowered Purpose Academy, a certified online Christian academy where we provide services such as certification for Christian life coaches, mentorship for master's level aspiring and existing Christian therapists, mentorship for Christians, and continued education courses for the body of Christ. You can visit www.empoweredpurposeacademy.com to learn more and to download your free guide. If you like today's episode, please subscribe and leave us a raving review so that others can tap into the knowledge and wisdom that will be shared on this podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Hey, you guys, welcome back to my episode. So today I am sharing a prophetic word that God has asked me to release. So be sure to tune into that. But I also want to let you know that I am continuing the Christian Therapist series. If you are not following me on Instagram, YouTube, even on TikTok a little bit here and there, I'm up there. And also on Facebook, I believe I said that already. Not sure if I did. you can follow me at Shaquita Torres. I'm continuing with the Christian Therapist series. I do have some other short videos to post up here for you all. And I'll be going live here and there too in reference to that. And so I'll actually be going live on Thursday and I'll be talking all about New Age practices. Okay. So if you're interested in that, be sure to tune in on YouTube live or Facebook or Instagram. Or you can just wait until I post the replay up here on podcast, on my podcast at a later date. All right. So I'll talk to you guys soon. And thank you so much for being here. And go live. Welcome, everybody. Welcome on YouTube. Welcome to those of you who are on Facebook and welcome to you guys who are on Instagram. If you cannot stay, please feel free to come back later and watch the replay. The replay will be up on Facebook, YouTube, and also on Instagram, okay? And I'll try my best to put it in a category to where those of you who want to come back and watch it on Instagram can see it up there. So I will start in just a few seconds, trying to give people time to get on who wants to get on. I do have some words from the Lord that he wanted me to share. And so I am being obedient to what he has given me today. All righty. So before I start, I'm going to go ahead and go into a prayer. So Holy Spirit, I just thank you, God, for this day. Father, I pray, God, for every single person who's listening. Father, I pray that, God, you would give them an ear to hear what thus says the Lord. Father, I yield myself to you. I yield my voice to you. I yield everything that I have to you, God, for you to get across what you want to say and what's on your heart. And so, Father, I just thank you, God, again, for allowing me, Lord God, to just be your mouthpiece and to speak what's on your heart. And so, Father, I love you. We love you, Lord God, and we give you the glory, honor, and praise. Amen and amen. And so first, I'm going to go ahead and talk about this really quickly. So the Lord actually gave me this word or message like maybe about 2 years ago. So let me share with you guys what happened. As you guys know, I always have a story when God gives me prophetic words. It's always a journey to get to the word, okay? And it's a process for me, always. And so this morning I woke up to a text from my sister in Christ. She lives in California. Okay. And so the Lord would use her, here and there to give me a message. Okay. And so this morning I woke up to a text from her saying, hey, Shaquita, I know it's late. You're probably asleep by now. She said, but the Lord told me to tell you to go ahead and share the word that he had put in your heart a while ago. It's been long enough and it's okay to let people know and to do a live recording of this video. So here we are, y'all. I'm going live. I'm being obedient. And at first, I was like halfway asleep. I said, God, what is she talking about? Like, what word? I knew she wasn't lying or anything like that. It wasn't that. It just in that moment, I was halfway asleep. And I said, God, what's going on? So I got up, got my kids ready for school this morning, getting dressed, headed to the gym. And so as I'm driving to the gym, God is literally speaking to me and it's giving me giving me what he want me to say. All right. And so he reminded me of the dream that I had August 19th, 2021, during the pandemic. Okay. And so it's not that I did not want to release this word. It was that God, I felt like I needed more. I said, God, I'm still waiting for you to give me more on revelation on this word, because to me it was very simple. And so I'll share with you all what God told me after I said that to him in just a moment. All right, so I'm going to share with you guys my dream, word for word. I had to go back and dig for it because I said, oh my God, what did I save this dream under? So it took me about half an hour to actually go find it. And so I had to go back to my journal app and look for it. So I found it, thank God. So I had this dream August 19th, 2021. All right. So here I am. I'm at my home, and me and my family, we are outside. Okay. And the house I live in now has a cul-de-sac. But the house he was at in my dream was actually a new home, also in a cul-de-sac, okay? Like a big circle, right? My husband loves cul-de-sac for our girls. He wanted to make sure they're safe and all that good stuff, okay? So we was outside playing and just being ourselves, right? And then all of a sudden, I looked up to the sky and I saw like these flashing lights and helicopters, okay? And then these men, like SWAT men, were like dropping down from the helicopters, and they had guns. Okay, they had on uniform, they had on helmets, they had like the guns in their hand, and they was like, "Hey, time to evacuate! It's time to go right now, right now, right now!" I'm like, and we're like, "Oh my God! Like, what is going on?" Right? And so they were yelling at us, "Let's go! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out!" And so immediately we had to leave. Okay, and in my dream, I remember telling my neighbor, I said, this is why we had to stock up, because of this right here. And so in 2021, as you guys may know, so many prophets were talking about, store up, stock up, store up, stock up, right? And so I had shared this with my neighbor and her husband. And her husband, he believed, but he wasn't 100% sure. But she believed, so she went out and bought all this stuff. And so in my dream, I was like telling him, see, this is why we had to stock up and get all these things and be prepared because of what's happening right now. And so in my dream, we had to hurry up and leave. We couldn't take anything with us. Okay. So then my dream transitioned, and I was almost like I saw myself at my father-in-law's house, my husband's father. And I was in the kitchen in the microwave, I was cooking. Okay. And so when we were there, I felt safe. We had what we needed, and it just felt at peace there. And so what God was showing me was that, okay, you guys are going to be okay for what's to come. You're going to be fine, okay? But y'all, we couldn't take anything with us. And you guys, I can cook, by the way, FYI, the girl can cook, okay? During the pandemic, listen, food was limited, but I made it work. I made it do what it do, okay? And so that's all God had given me in reference to this particular dream, okay? And I said, well, Lord, it seems incomplete to me. I said, I don't want to, sound the alarm and people be panicky or, dismiss it because I don't have more layers to this dream. Because typically God would give me layers to stuff, right? There's things I've seen, over the past, like, oh my gosh, I could say probably 20 years at this point that I've never released, right? Because God hasn't given me the release to show, to share with anybody. All right. And so the Lord began to tell me, he said, remember, daughter, he was like, you prophesy in parts. We prophesy in part. Nobody knows everything. None of us have every piece to the puzzle, no matter how small the piece may seem, or no matter how big the piece may seem. Okay, my God. And so the Lord, I said, he said, remember, he gave me this scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. This is verse 8 through 10. And
He said here, he was like, love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when completeness comes, what is in part disappears, right? So I've heard the scripture before, time and time again, right? And I was like, okay, God, like, what do you mean by completeness? My God. And I've started to actually go start Googling it, right? So no, let me sit with God and let God give me interpretation of what that means. And immediately the Lord said, my son Jesus, the completeness in this scripture is talking about Jesus Christ, right? And so what he's saying is that, of course, we're not going to understand everything. We're not going to be able to comprehend all the things of God in the kingdom. But whenever his son comes back, y'all, when he come back to get us, we will understand. It will be complete. Christ symbolizes completeness in this scripture, y'all. It is feeling me so heavily this morning that I was sitting here, studying the scriptures. Then the Lord said, have you been listening, talking about you all, to my prophetic voices and prophets? They have been sounding the alarm for many years now. Okay. Then God gave me 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8 says, but do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as one day. And so what's happening is, right, we see, over the years, right, people are like giving prophetic words of what's to come. But because we're not seeing it in the natural, people are like, oh, well, they're, not necessarily lying, but like feel like it's like so far, 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 far away. And it does feel that way sometimes, you guys. It does, even for me, right? But the Lord is saying that he gives us time. He has been giving us time, y'all, to get things in order, giving us time, Lord God, to get our, not only just our home physically, but us, our temple, our spirit, get it together, my God. So he said, listen to my prophetic voices, listen to my apostles. As a matter of fact, Peter is the one that wrote this book. Okay. He's an apostle. Okay. And so I also see too that God has been using so many people, you guys, to sound the alarm. It's all over YouTube mainly. You can see it on Instagram, even on TikTok, right? And God was like, I'm making my, my voice known even the more, and I'm roaring louder than ever before because it's closer than what we actually think. Okay, I'm not saying that Christ is coming next week, next day. That's not what I'm saying. But in my dream, you guys, it's a war. It's a war. And I said, God, what do you want me to tell your people? He said, tell them to pray, to be praying that this war does not happen. And if it does happen, that we, are not affected by it, to the magnitude at which our opponents want it to take us out. Okay. Y'all, America, we are not safe, y'all. As you guys can tell by what's going on in the, the political parties right now, the government threatens to do another shutdown, right? And like, y'all, we are not as safe as we think. We're not. And so, y'all, we need Christ, y'all. Christ is our source. What we have here on earth is our resource, okay? And so, as a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read 2 Peter chapter 3. It's kind of lengthy, but I'm gonna try my best to kind of get through it to kind of like get let you guys know for sure, what God is saying, y'all. And I'm like, my God. So anytime God give me a scripture, I try my best to go back and read before and read after to get more understanding of what he is saying. Whether it's me personally or a word that I'm giving up here on this platform here that belongs to the Lord, okay? Says, dear friend, this is now my second letter to you. This is Peter talking to the church, okay? He said, I have written both of them as reminders to stimulate you to wholesome thinking. Verse 2, I want you to recall the words spoken in the past by the holy prophets and the command given by our Lord and Savior through your apostles. He said, listen to them. Even now, listen to them. Verse 3, above all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, where is this coming? He promised. And many of us are doing that right now today. Like we keep hearing, y'all, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, right? But when is he coming, right? Some of us want God to come right now because we tired. We tired, okay? But God giving us time, you guys, that ever since our ancestors died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. But they deliberately forget that long ago, by God's word, the heavens came into being and the earth was formed out of water and by water. By these waters, also, the world of that time was deluged and destroyed. By the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire. So I'm gonna skip that part, y'all. It's a lot right there. Verse 8, but do not forget this one thing. Dear friends, with the Lord is a day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Okay. And so I'm not going to read the whole entire thing. I read it earlier during my study time, but the Lord was saying for the bride of Christ to get ready. He's looking for those who are spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. Okay, y'all, we don't have time to be lukewarm no more. Either you're gonna be hot for God or you're gonna be cold for God. Like, God is gonna spit you out if you lukewarm, and that's not perfection. Like, God, he ain't looking for you to be perfect, but you can't be going back and forth. Like, one moment you believe God, the next moment you don't believe God, the next moment it's like you gotta find, like, pick your team at this point. Pick your team. If you're gonna be in the world, be in the world. If you're gonna be in God, just be in God, right? Because either way, if you're gonna be lukewarm, God will spit you out. Okay? My God. So that was 2 Peter 3:8. Okay. And so that's all I have for the first part in reference to my dream, you guys. Like I said again, I don't know what's ahead. I don't have a time. All I know is that things are coming. I encourage you now, if you can, go to YouTube, look at other prophetic voices, test the spirit by the spirit. Ask God, God, is this from you? Don't look at how many followers they have. Don't look at how many likes they have. You need to test and ask God, God, is this from you? I don't know about you, but I love listening to people on YouTube who have a few followers or who are not popular on this huge platform. Like, they have the purest hearts, the purest hearts. Okay. They're not trying to build a name for themselves, right? They want to be obedient to God and what God is asking them and telling them to do. And that's it. I love those. Okay. So go on YouTube and research. All right. The next one here is also is encouragement. Okay, so on Sunday, I posted this word, prophetic word that the Lord had given my best friend to share with the body of Christ. I said, I'll share on my platform too. I have no problem doing that. I know that, you know, who follow me might not follow her, or who follow her might not follow me. So I knew that it needed to get out. And you guys blew me away. Like, that particular post has like dozens of shares. It has so many saves on it. So many comments on it because it's hitting the hearts of people. Okay. So the post was about saying how if God has given you a specific word to release or a teaching to teach on social media, and you're not getting the likes and the shares that you want to get, you want to see, he said, keep going, keep going, keep going. And he said that the likes and the share stuff, right, was actually created by the enemy, right? Oftentimes, people look at that as validation or confirmation that you are really operating and flowing what God is giving you, right? But no, you hear the voice of the Lord. You hear the Holy Spirit. He resides on the inside of you. So whatever it is that God is giving you, do it anyway. Do it scared, right? Make sure that you're doing what he tells you to do to the T. Okay, this is what I learned, and you guys know already, right? So, we all have to start somewhere. I know for myself, right? When I first came on social media, right, during that time, like 2021, I really came up here, 2020, yeah, 2020. And like, it was almost like, I would say my introduction, I guess you could say. Well, because I was new to social media like that, and I was posting good content, I got a lot of good feedback, like immediately, right? But as time went on, and then it started to get crowded up there. I would guess you could say that, right? I didn't get as many likes and shares, right? But I had to keep going, y'all. I couldn't stop sharing because people was not looking at my content, right? God is looking to find you faithful. Okay, are you faithful? Are you doing what God's asking you to do? Okay, and remember, too much is given, much is required. So if you want this huge platform, baby, it's work. Okay, it is work. It is work, y'all. Especially if you want to be a good steward over it and be a good steward over what God is giving you. Be a good steward over your time. Be a good steward of you being in your word. Y'all, it takes discipline. Okay, trust me, I know. It takes discipline. All right. And also, so the Lord gave me this. He gave me, oh my God, it's so good. Said that Moses said to the Lord, "Oh my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue." So the Lord said to him, "Who has made man's mouth, my God? Or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now, therefore, go, and I will put in your mouth and have you teach what I want you to teach." My God. All right. So this is in the book of Exodus chapter 4, verses 10 through 11. And so God was telling Moses, listen, I put the word in your mouth. You say what I tell you to say. Okay, so don't think because you don't have a big platform or you might not have a certain look or the certain type of equipment you need in order to be on social media. God is saying, release that word, because what's happening, what I'm seeing, y'all, is a pattern. God is so strategic, you guys. So you have to keep in mind that, you know, you look up a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 4 years from now, God wants it to be a trail. My God, the words that I'm releasing now, the words others are actually releasing now, when they begin to come to pass, he needs a trail, y'all. He needs to be able to show you, listen, my word is true. My prophets are true, okay? So he needs you to post whatever he, I beg you. I'm begging you, okay? I'm a big believer of purpose, okay? I don't care who you are, all right? I don't care where you come from, purpose. Let God push you into purpose, my God. Woo. And so then he gave me this too. Is it Acts 2 and 17? In the last day, God says, "I will pour out my spirit on all my people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams." And so if this is you, you need to do it. Prophesy, okay? You do not have to be a prophet to prophesy. You do not need to be this huge, huge person, a huge platform in order to share what you are seeing in your dreams, what you are seeing in your visions. Y'all, my daughter, my children are so prophetic, it don't make no sense, okay? My husband is too. We be at home, y'all. Our home is so supernatural, it don't make no sense, okay? But anywho, and I often forget that because this is my lifestyle. This is what I live and what I breathe, right? And so going back to like this, like stock up stuff real quick, God brought back to my remembrance. I remember that year, 2021, me and my daughter was like at BJ's. It's like, "Mommy, the Lord told me to tell you, don't forget to buy canned goods to stock up, Mommy." I'm like, okay. So I did. I bought all these canned goods, okay? And so when I came home, you know, I told my husband, he said, okay. So we actually have a plan in place, like a thing that we're going to start buying more of so that we can prepare. I already bought a whole bunch of beans already, bags and bags of beans, but I have used some of the beans, y'all. I have. So I got to go back. I got to restock myself, okay? So whatever God told you to do in our 2021, it still stands. It still stands. Don't forget. Y'all preparing now, okay? All righty. All right. And so then I'll say one more thing and I'll be done. And so then my husband, even the other day, he was outside working on a project and he has been for a while and it's not going the way he wanted to go. And he was becoming very frustrated. And he said, the Lord began to tell him, he said, "Son, don't even worry about it, because for what's to come, it's not going to be important no more." So in a nutshell, it was a confirmation again, a confirmation letting us know, like, y'all, we get so caught up on what's going on right now in this moment. And I know for some people, they really are going through a lot mentally, a lot emotionally, a lot financially. Listen, I get it. I understand. I have so much compassion for you and I'm praying for you. Right? But we can't be so consumed with what we don't have that we can't focus on what's ahead either. And so I'm praying that God will give us, especially the body of Christ, balance, right? What matters today ain't gonna matter a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, right? Focus on your assignment. Focus on what God is telling you to do right now. I just did a whole series called Seize the Season, okay? It's all about doing what God is asking you to do in that one particular season, okay? So that's all I have for now. Those of you who are just getting on now, be sure to go back and look at the replay. I'll give you the word that God gave me as far as the scripture references, 2 Peter 8. I would say read Second Peter 3. I'm sorry, chapter 3. Read the whole chapter. The whole chapter talks about what I just talked about just now, literally. First Corinthians chapter 13, 8 through 10. And then Exodus chapter 4 and verses 10 through 11, and then Acts 2 and 17. So if you get a chance, go back and read it. And I know for a fact, as you go back and read it, you guys, God's going to speak to you. He's going to speak to you, okay? I love when he does that. He's going to speak to you, okay? And so that's all I have for now. Look at you guys' comments real quick before I get off. Yes, I'm obedience. That's right, brother. God Ministries. Okay, hello. All righty. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and get off. Before I get off, I'll say a quick prayer and then we'll be done. So Father, I just thank you right now for your word, Father. For those who have ears, God, I pray that God, they are listening. That God, they're not listening to Shakita, but to you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I just thank you, God, for this day. I pray, God, for those who are struggling emotionally, mentally, financially, God, that God, you will put, that God, you would give them a ram in the bush. My God, Father, I even pray, God, for their families, God, their jobs, oh God. I even pray, God, about the government and the furlough that I'm trying to force upon us, Lord. I pray, God, that our needs are met. Father, help us, God, to see, God, what we actually need right now, and not all our wants, but also just only our needs, God, what we need. And so, Father, I just thank you right now for your word. I thank you for your people on tonight. And God, we just bless you. God's just name I pray. Amen and amen. That's all I have. All right, I'll see you guys Thursday. I'll be going live again on Thursday. That's right, Thursday. What was it said? Thank you so much. I appreciate that. GOD Ministries. Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that. I had a full schedule today, y'all. I had to make room. I had to make room, but I'll be going live again on Thursday to share you guys what God gave me to share with Christian therapists about New Age practices. Yeah, yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's for those of you who are looking for therapy, for Christian therapy, and also for those who are Christian therapists too. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. So hopefully you can come back Thursday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right. And join me then. All right. So you guys have a good night, and I'll see you guys on Thursday. You're welcome, Tamika, LaShonda. You're so welcome. Thank you for watching. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Our prayer is that this podcast episode has blessed you. Don't forget to go and subscribe and leave us a raving review. If you would like to sow into this ministry or to this podcast, Pain, Passion, and Purpose, you can do so at anchor.fm/Pain, Passion, and Purpose or Cash App $Shakita Torres. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next time.